Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Rufo Shalema, Maisha Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Today's daf is Chulin Daf Lamed Dalet. Welcome back, everyone. The daf today is a continuation of the end of the we saw in Daf Lamed Gimel, the Sugya of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Now they have machlokes what the din of Eichel Rishon is. According to Rabbi Elazar, he also becomes a Rishon. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, he becomes a Sheni. So as we mentioned in the shiur from yesterday, the whole din that a person becomes Tamei when he eats Eichel and Tameim, before in the Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Yud Dalet, that's one of the Yud Ches Dover. The Gemara there explains that the Gzeira is that Dilma Shadi Machin the Chumar L'Soich Piv. We're worried that when you're eating these Eichel and Tameim, you'll get thirsty, and you'll drink mashkin of truma, and the oichlin tamein will be metami, the mashkin of truma will pass all the truma of that you're going to drink. So therefore, the chazal were geizer, the person becomes tamei, and memela he won't eat truma because he's tamei. So Taisus there in Shabbos Daf Yudalet and in other places in Shas, Taisus asks a very important question. And if the time of the Gemara, For the reason why a person becomes tameh, because we're afraid that he's going to drink mashkin of truma. So how much oichlin does one need to eat in order to become tameh? It's pashut, says Tosfos, that it's the shear that could be metameh the mashkin. If you're eating enough food that will be metameh the wine of truma that you drink, then chazal already got your truma on you. The shear of oichlin tameh achirim is a kibitza. There's a machlekes Rashi and Taisus how big an oichel needs to be to be mekabel tuma, but everyone agrees that oichel asher yochel, Gemara says in Yumadach Pei and in other places, shir of oichel to be metami achir miskabeta. Says Taisus and Cain that avada this tuma of Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua are talking about in Ur Sugya, you become tami when you eat a kabeta. Asks Taisus, asks Rabbi Nutam, that all over Shas we find that the shir of tumas gvia, that a person's guf becomes tummy when he eats oichlin tameim, the shear is kechatzi pras. Chatzi pras is machlekes tanoim in Irvin and Daf Pei Beizim and Beiz. If a chatzi pras is three beitzim or four beitzim, there are the machlekes there is, but how big is a pras? Is a pras eight beitzim or six beitzim? Meila, there's a machlekes also. What's a chatzi pras? Is it four beitzim or three beitzim? Like as Rashi and the Rambam, what the halacha is it four beitzim or three beitzim? But either way, it's a lot bigger than one beitzim. Ask Rabbi Nutam, why is the shear three or four beitzim? The shear should be one beitzah. Because in one beitzah, you already can be metame the mashkin of shuma that you drink at the same time. Answers Rabbi Nutam. It's a big chiddush. In the island, there were two gezeiros. The tumah of Tumas Gvia, when you eat Eichlin Tmeim, is an earlier takana, before the Yud Ches Dover. That's unrelated to the Gemara and Shabbos. What's the reason of this inyan? What's the reason that when you eat Eichlin Tmeim of a Chati Pras, that you become Pasal? Says Rabbi Nutam, people will make a mistake. People will see that the person eats Eichlin Tmeim, and then a minute later he's eating Truma. Now, about in that minute, he did not have yet time to digest the food. The food is still in his stomach and his intestines. So you have this oichlin tmein inside your stomach, and then it comes in the truma. Everything is okay. So why is the oichlin tmein not mitame the truma? Elamai must be that oichlin tmein are not mitame truma. Just like they're not mitame inside of the person's intestines, they're also not mitame when it's on the table. And if your oichlin tmein touches the truma is still tar. So that's what they were worried about. So that's why they said that a person that eats Eichlin Tmein is possible from eating Truma. So says Rabbi Natan, why is this Gzeira more than a Kebetza? Alright, it should also be a Kebetza. Because the Eichlin is Metame, the Kebetza. The Eichlin Tmein should Metame the Truma if there's a Kebetza of Eichlin Tmein. Says Rabbi Natan, when you eat a Kebetza, some of the food gets lost in your teeth, in other places. You don't have a full kibetza going down to your intestines. So once we made the shear bigger than a kibetza, the next shear up was a chatzi pras. There's no bus stop in the middle to make a smaller shear. So once the shear is no longer a beitza, mamela, the shear becomes a chatzi pras. That was the original takana. In the Yurchas Dover, they realized a more direct problem. Not inside of a person's stomach that the tummy food touches the truma, but in the person's mouth. And while you're eating, you might get thirsty to drink, and you'll drink truma, and it'll be metameit. While the food is still in your mouth, so it was not yet minimized from being less than a kabetza. So the truma of the Yurchas Dovar, that and Rabbi Yeshua are talking about by us, that's like the Gemara and Shabbos, the Mashadi Mashkin, the truma, the Seich Piv. Mela, the shear is bekabetza. Mashenki, the original takana, was the things that are in your stomach, so once we made it bigger than a kibetza, the next step up was to make it a chatzipras. That is the mahalach of Rabbeinu Tam. B'chiddush, but that's the gishmak mahalach. So Rashash and Shabbos over there asks, Hidim Kain, when is it never negay the din of psul gviya b'chatzipras? We have Mishnais and Irvin and other places all mentioning about this tumas gviya b'chatzipras. If you're b'chiddush, it's never negay. Once you ate a kibetz of oichlin tamayim, so you already became tummy. So why do we need, after the Yurchas Dover, we no longer need the gzeira of the psul gviya b'kachati pras? Answers the Reshash. That's enough kamina. If a person did not eat the kibetza de basachas, because the only reason that the food is metame, the person, is because we're choshish that it'll be, you'll drink truma at the same time. But if you eat a half a kibetza, then you wait a few seconds, and you eat the other half a kibetza. So you never had a kibetza in your mouth at the same time. So it's not mitami the mashkin of truma. We need the whole beitza to be there in order to be mitami the mashkin of truma. Says the Rashash, the feeder of the time that the truma by us is bekachati, is bekibetza, but it needs to be kibetza bebasachas. So mela, what's the din if you eat half a kibetza, a few seconds, another half a kibetza, a few seconds, another half a kibetza. You never have a kibetza in your mouth at the same time. But within kidei achilas pras, you ate the shir of a chatzi pras, three or four beitzim. So then you will not be tamei because of the din of the Yurches Dover, but you'll still be tamei with the din of the tumas gviya, the original tzakana. That's the territory of the Rashash, Kishmak Teretz. The Rashash asks an important question on Rabbeinu Tam. Says Rashash, what happens beside this original tumas gviya? If a person eats a chati pras of oichlin tamein, he's tummy. So what does he do? He has to go to the mikvah. He wants to become a tar. So his reason, machdimen, he goes to the mikvah right away. He finishes his chati pras. He makes a bracha achreina, and then he jumps in the mikvah. So halacha said he's tar. As Rashash, if you're being tummy, he should not be tar. So he ate the food. It's still inside of his stomach. We're worried that people are going to realize that the person has oichlin tameim in his stomach, and at the same time goes in food of truma, and people don't differentiate between what goes on inside of the stomach and what goes on outside of the stomach. So they say that just like in the stomach, the food the tameim food touches the truma and it stayed and it was not a problem. So to outside you couldn't. So in Cain, going to the mixer shouldn't help you as long as the food is besides mayav. Then you should still be tamei. That's the Rashash's question on Rabbeinu Tam. Acharei we answer Rabbeinu Tam. Even though the Rabbeinu Tam tells us the time of the gzeira was that there will be people mixed up between inside of the stomach and outside of the stomach, that's just the reason why Chazal were geizer and why they were kavei the shear being more than a kaveitza. But that doesn't mean to say that the gedder of the tuma is that as long as you have as long as you have tummy food in your stomach, then you're tummy. The gedder that the Chazal gave was that the achil is metame you. That by eating oichlin tamein, you're metame you. Why is eating oichlin tamein metame you? The reason is because people will get mixed up between inside the stomach and outside of the stomach. But the maisa tuma is the eating oichlin tamein. That is the ability to be metame. Imkain, so it's not fair the question. It's true that as long as the food of truma is inside of his stomach, it's shayach the time of the gzeira. But the time of the gzeira is not a reason to actually be metameyu. Only when a person actually eats the eichlin tomatoes in Matami. So once he finished eating, and then he goes into the mikvah. So now he's tar, because he no longer has a mice of magatum. And maybe the mikvah is able to be matar. That's again the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that there are two gzeiras. The original gzeira of the psuk via was kachati pras, and the yurchas dovar was a later takana, and that's enough of kabeitza. However, numerous rishonim argue Rabbeinu Tam, and they say that even the tum of us in the sugya of the yurchas dovar, Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua, that's also the kachati pras, and that's what the Mishnah is referring to. The Mishnah of an Irvin that's talking about the Tumah Bekechati Pras, it's referring to the Yud Ches Dover, and the Shir is Bekechati Pras. Who says this? The first one that says it is Rashi Bayas. Rashi Debe Maschil. Oichal Oichal Rishon Dachlam and Gimel Mendez. It's Mufurish in Rashi that the Shir of this Tumah, of Oichal Oichal Rishon, is Bekechati Pras. It means Rashi brings the Mishnah in Irvin. Dvarim Mufurashim. That Rashi argues on Rabbeinu Tam. Also in the Rambam, in Perek Dalet of Tumas Eichlin, also Mavur, that the Shir of our mission, of the Yudchas Dovar, is with Chatzi Pras. What do we do with the question of Rabbeinu Tam? Why should it be that the Shir is Chatzi Pras? Hare, as long as you're eating a kebetza, it could be mitame, the thing that you're drinking. So why should it be Davka Chatzi Pras? So the Maisa, that's also the sheet of Taisus Yeshanim in Shabbos Daf Yudalad, and that Taisus that we quoted earlier. The Rabbeinu Tam says the Shir is Kebetzam. Taisus Yeshanim argues, and he says that the Virivam Mefarish, the Psul Gviya Hainu Gzeir Dehacha. Psul Gviya of the mission Eirvin is this Gzeir. The Loi Gozra Kebetzam, Fisha Ein Adam Tzamei Lishtois Achyechal Chati Pras. It's true that if a person would eat a Kebetza and he would drink the mashkin of Truma, so the food will be metami the mashkin. But the metzius is not that way. The metzius is that when a person eats a kebetza, it doesn't automatically make him thirsty. Only when you eat a chati pras, then it makes you thirsty and makes it that you need to drink. Therefore, Chazal gave the shear of chati pras, because only then does there exist the chash that you will actually drink the mashkin of Truma while you're eating your eichlin. So that's his explanation. On behalf of Maisa, already in Rashi and the Rambam, they hold that they also argue on Rabbeinu Tam, and they know that there aren't two dinim, there aren't two gzeiras, rather there's only one gzeira, and that's this din of Yud Ches Dover. The shear of this tuma is Bekechati Pras. Just to make a correction on what I said before, I said that a Chati Pras is Machlekes, whether it's three beitzim or four beitzim. That was incorrect. It's half of that. The shear, we're in the mission area, just the kitchen to say it over, that there's a shear, machlekes, the shear of a kikar is. A kikar is, machlekes, whether it's six beitzim or eight beitzim. The shear of a pras is half of that. That's machlekes, whether that's three or four. And a chatzi pras, which is the shear of tumas kviya, comes out of machlekes, whether it's 1.5 beitzim or two beitzim. It's not three or four, rather it's half of three or four. Machlekes is whether it's 1.5 or two. But again, that's all in the Tumas Gviya, which Rabbeinu Tam holds is a different gzeir than the din by us. And according to Rashi and the Rambam and the Tezis Shonim in Shabbos, the Tumah by us is the Tumas Gviya. One last thing to point out about this. We mentioned from the Rashash that the shear of Tziruf for the Achil Chati Pras of Tumas Gviya, which according to many Rishonim is our sugya, not like Rabbeinu Tam, but according to Rashi and Rama, Mar Sugya is talking about Tumas Gviya, that shear is De Achilles Pras. It's Gemara in Krisos, Nafshid Gimel, that the Tumas Gviya is Mitzarif. If you eat a little bit and a little bit, Petech De Achilles Pras, it's Mitzarif. It's possible that it means even if you did not eat a Beitza Bebasachas, even if you ate a Chati Zayas and another Chati Zayas, all within the shear of Achilles Pras, 4 to 5 minutes, they're Mitzarif. Even though you never had in your mouth at one time the shear of a Kebetza. That's l'chayra ha'ara, that if the reason that Chazal made this gzeira was because that when you're eating the oichlin of tmeim, you're going to drink mashkin of truma, and the oichlin will be mitami, the mashkin of truma, so that gzeira only exists when you're eating the kebetza. So why were they gezer on this tumas kviya, which according to, as we said, the Rashi and the Rambam, that is the sugya and Shabbos, it's talking about tumas kviya. This tumas kviya, you can mitzarif b'chdei achilas pras, even though you never eat a beitza b'basachas. That's not shver tzacharim. That's pasha. This is always the way Chazal makes zeiras. The reason of the gzeira is because you might be eating a kibetza and you'll drink mashkin of truma. And because of that, they were glazer, that therefore when you eat enough of amount that will cause you to drink, like the Taisi Shanim explains, when you eat a chatzi pras, which is the amount of solid that's going to cause you to need to drink, so then we're choshish that you're going to be mtami the mashkin of truma. We're choshish that you're eating an altogether a chatzi pras, and you'll have a kibetza in your mouth right now when you drink the mashkin of truma. So it's very possible that you'll be mtami the truma. So therefore, there are geyser that any time you eat the amount that's going to cause you to need to drink, so that your tummy, even if currently you never eat, even in this achila, you did not eat a kibetza at one time. Because it's possible you will eat a kibetza at one time, and therefore they were geyser. That's norm shutim. There's one last story here on this general din of oichel rishon, that, as we said from the Gemara in Shabbos, the chash is that you're going to be tummy truma. So Teis asks here, the bottom Teis in the Flamen Gimel and Beis, Teis asks, and why does Rebbe Lezer make that oichel oichel rishon kirishon? The person himself becomes a rishon. The reason of the gzeira is that we don't want you to go and eat and drink truma while you're eating this oichel and tamei. So he said that you became tamei, and now you have no tzat that you'll drink truma. So why should we be so machmir to make you into a rishon? It's enough to make you into a sheni. Once you're a sheni, you also can't eat truma. A sheni can't eat truma because a sheni is metamei truma. So why did Chazal have to go al-Kekach to make him into a Rishon? The Gzer could be miskayim and make him into a Sheni. So Teis said, in a Hanami, that would have been enough for us to accomplish our goal to make you into a Sheni. But the Belezer is mashve oichel kemaicha b'chol mokeh. Belezer holds that the one who eats becomes entirely like the food. As you say in English, you are what you eat. So that, as Belezer explains his reasons on Daf Lamed Aleph, in our Daf, that Belezer holds that the person should at least be as chomor as the thing that he ate. So it's true, if it would have been for a gzeiro, like the Gemara there, of that you're shadi mashkin to truma, we wouldn't have made you tamei b'chlal. But now that l'maisli made you tamei, so which truma that you have, so it can't be that you're more kal than the food that you ate. Rabbi Yeshua argues, Rabbi Yeshua holds that you always go a step lower down. It's always a klal by Kabbalah's tuma, that the mitamei, the one who's giving over tuma, has more power to be mitami than the one who gets it from it. He's the source of the tumah. So he's an av, and the one who is mitami is a rishon. And then when the rishon touches someone, so he makes that into a sheni. So the tumah always goes down a step as it moves over. It's a step more removed from the source of the tumah. That's always the idea of rishon, sheni. It's like you have on Shabbos, a kli rishon, a kli sheni. There's things on the fire, and that's the kli rishon, then you pour it into a kli sheni. Every time that you move it more away from the source, so it goes down. So you have an avatumah, then a rishon atumah, and a sheni latumah. Things always go down one step. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Elazar holds that even though that's true, in magatumah, you always, things go down in one step. But when you eat something, so, and you're metame davka ayde eating, not because it touched your mouth, but it's metame you ayidei the achila. The achila is the maitza metame. So the gather is that the food becomes a chiluk of you. The tumah becomes a chiluk of you. And the one who eats it is at least as tamei as the food itself. I found this hesber in the Teres Chaim, in the Flamed Aleph, in the Rimaskal Tumah. Teres Chaim says, the mistaver tfei sheitamei odam biachilas nevela, v'ma sheitamei b'negia bi'alma. It's more mistaver that a person should become tamei a day eating than a day touching, according to Rebbe Lezer. Da'idei ha'achila, Nase ha'odom v'yatumo keguf echot. Through the eating, you become what you eat. You are what you eat. So if the thing that you're eating is tamei and has the ability to be metamei you ayidei achila, so then you also become tamei just like the metamei. So that's as far as Rebbe Lezer, that even though it's enough to make him into a sheni, in order to be mekayim the gzeira, it would be enough to make the person into a sheni. But lemaisa, once Chazal were gezer, that ayidei eating you become tamei, so you are what you eat. If you ate as a rishon, then you also become a rishon. Oh. We now come to the topic of chulin al tairas hakodesh. Something I mentioned many places in Shas. It's a very choshev sugya. We'll try to mivar the sugya over here and how it relates to other places. Before in our Gemara that there's a machlokes, a nidoin a machlokes, whether chulin al tairas hakodesh ke kodesh damu or laf ke kodesh damu. We're talking about a person who is makabla on himself to be treated schulin like their kodesh. And the question is, do they have dinei kodesh or not? What's the need in here? You could do whatever you want. Why can't you do it? So Rashi says, Rashi did Ramatzchel al Tairis Truma. Rashi says, because but la daitai. Ein shem Tairis HaKodesh in Feses Bohen. Can be chalan at a shame of Tairis HaKodesh. So it's Pasha the Rashi that what you're talking about here is that about a person that we want to treat his chulin at Tairis HaKodesh, and when they become Tomei and Dinei Kodesh, he'll treat them like they're Tomei. So you could do it. Of course he can do that. That's not a question. The question, though, is do they have Dinei Kodesh? Nafkamina, that a person that goes and eats them, he is Tomei. A person that eats Eichlin Tomein is Nitma. A person that eats Chulin, Al Tairas HaKodesh, that they were Nitma only within a Kodesh. But if we treat them as Chulin, they would not be Nitma. So that's the question in our Sugya. Can it be Chalanem Dinei Kodesh or not Chalanem Dinei Kodesh? That's the question by us. So Rashi says, for Batla Daitai. It's too hard, Kinira. The simple plan of Rashi said it's too hard to keep the Maltaris HaKodesh. You don't really mean it, so they're not Chulin Maltaris HaKodesh. That's what Rashi says. Acharei Tishver, there's a Mishnah in second paragraph of Tyrus, Teis Kotei Bayas and Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis, that that the person that's Makabal, that is Truma, should be Altaris HaKodesh, so it does have Dinei Kodesh. So you see that Kodesh is not something that's so impossible. A person could be Noyig Dinei Kodesh even when he's not Mechuyiv to. So why can't you give your Chulin Dinim Altaris HaKodesh? Elmai, you say that you can't give dinim to chulin, but it's not true, because the whole question in our sugya is chulin altaris hakodesh. But about you could be manik chulin altaris truma before in the sugya, so you can have chulin altaris truma and you can have truma altaris hakodesh. So let's put two and two together. Let's also have chulin altaris hakodesh. Why can't we do that? So let's first talk about both and Chloe, the din of chulin altaris hakodesh. The Mikdash David in Simin Mem brings numerous places where we see that a person is chayiv to watch his chulin altaris truma or even altaris kodesh. Where do we see this? One is we have two on Mayos Mineube. One is on the bottom of Amud Beis with the din of Nezira Dema. So Rashi Naflamin Hay explains this. That if we're talking about chulin or nisariv in truma, and you have to be shemer them altaris truma. That person makes a taroivis of chulin and truma together. So now the chulin sheboy, a person has to keep it with dinei truma. That's mavur and Rashi, and traces on Amud Beis. It's mavur that a person has chulin, but he has in mind to mix truma into it. That also has to be shemer altaris truma. So the Rashi would be easier. The Rashi, you could say that when you have the Taroivas, we're choshish, that if you're mitame it, in things that are mitame truma, then it will also touch the truma. But it ties them before a bigger chiddush. Even though lamaisa, right now, there's no truma in it, but because you're planning on putting truma inside, so you already right now have to be knowing it with dinim of truma. We see this makar to the idea of tesis from the Gemara in Nida. And of Ayin Aleph and Beis, it says there that a person that's Ma'arem Mayim LePesach, a person that pours water to clean out the Korban Pesach, to get rid of all the junk that's inside, so then he has the water has to be B'Tairas HaKodesh. Actually, there's a machlekes there whether a Nida can pour water on the Pesach, because the water that's being poured on the Pesach has to be Nishmar B'Tairas HaKodesh. Now this water is Chulin. But because you're using it for the Korban Pesach, so it has to be kept Altaras HaKodesh. A similar idea we see in the Gemara in Nida Daf Vavam and Beis, that Tevel HaTovu L'Chala, you have dough, which you have to be Mafrish Chala from it right now. So the dough is Chulin. And right now there is no Chala. But you have to be Mafrish from this Chala. So you have to be Shomer this Tevel Altaras Chala. And there's a mission in the first parak of Tyrus, is the last raya. All of them are the same idea. Mission in the first parak of Tyrus, that a mincha before your mekadesh in a kli, even though right now it does not have any dini mincha, all the chumras of kachim only happen after you put it in a kli shares. But because you're going to put it into a Kli Sharis, then it has to be kept by Paris HaKodesh. So we see that anything which has a Shaychus to Truma or Kodesh has to be kept al tayres of Truma v'akodesh. It's tavul l'chala, or you're gonna pour your water that's being poured on the Korban Pesach. You're gonna mix Truma into your chulin. All of these cases, they have to already be kept with the eventual din that they're gonna have. That's the Mikdash David says. That's certain these cases that when you're going to have dinei kodesh, you need to keep them al tayres hakodesh. About a person that has chulin in his house that's gonna be kept with dinei chulin, and he's not planning on making it into Kodesh or Truma. So he does not need to keep his chulin, Altaris al-chulin, Altaris al-truma, or al-kodesh. Here, a person can accept upon himself to keep it in dinei Truma or Kodesh. He does not have to. It's his choice. If he wants to, he can make a chumra for himself and keep his chulin, Altaris al-truma, or al-kodesh. Rishayin explained the idea of this chumra, to be manic, even your chulin, Altaris, Truma, or Kodesh, was really set for Kayanim, that they often deal with Truma and Kodesh, and if you have this food has one din, and this food has another din, and this one has a third din, it's very confusing. So therefore, if you want, you could take everything and put it al Paris Truma or al Kodesh, and that will make things easier for you, even though it's a Chumra on yourself, but it makes everything the same. So in our sugya, we're dealing with a person's decision to keep things al Paris Truma or al Kodesh, and those rayas that we brought are the things that must be kept al Paris Altairas ha-truma va-kodesh. So that's the difference. There's a difference in these two inyanim about where things start from. Is it voluntarily that you're doing it or that you must do it? But now let's go a step further. In some of the riots that we brought, we see that chulin has to be nishmar altairas ha-kodesh. It must be kept altairas ha-kodesh. Water that's being poured for the Korban Pesach must be kept altairas ha-kodesh. A mincha before your mekadesh in a kli must be kept al Tairas HaKodesh. So, here we have an machlekes by us. Is there a bechlal din of chulin al Tairas HaKodesh? Well, there's a sira. Elamai, we could say that there it's a din that because the dinei kodesh require that you must do it, so it already takes on the din of kodesh. Masha'in came by us, where you're doing it voluntarily, so it doesn't automatically take on the din of kodesh, and therefore you can't make it into kodesh. That's how we could answer this question. However, the way Rashi explains Zohar doesn't work. Rashi says, "Ein shame tayras hakodesh in feses b'hem." The Batla Daitai says that you can't be chalin in a shame kodesh. Rashi, that Zohar means that two things are too far apart. It can't be chal a shame kodesh on chulin. If that's the reason, then that should apply over there also. And Zohar, the fact that you're going to make it kodesh doesn't make any difference right now. Right now it's batla daitai, because right now it's chulin, and ain shem kodesh nitfas b'hem. The chayav, we have to say a different chiluk here, is that there are two aspects in the din of chulin al tayres hakodesh. One is a din in the gavra, the other is a din in the chefza. All the gemaras that we quoted, about pouring water for the Korban Pesach, and the menachas before kiddush kli, all of those things, we're talking about the person. It's usher for you to be metame these things because they're going to be kodesh, because they're related to kodesh, so it's also for you to be metame them. You have to make sure they do not become tame even in dinei kodesh. But that's all din in the gavra. The sugi bayos is dealing with din in the chefza. Does the chefza become tame? If I have this chulin al tayres hakodesh, and now it is nitma in a way that chulin would not make it tame, but only because it would be kodesh, it becomes tame. So this is the question. It has to be chal in the chefza shem kodesh, like Rashi says. It has to be tayres hakodesh nitfeses bohem. See that the thing itself has dinei kodesh, that right now it's tamei, and that a person that eats it will become tamei, aide eating oichlim tameim. That to make it mamish like a chefza of kodesh. That's the question by us. Here, in this question, that's an even, and many tanoim by us, ein shem kodesh nitfas an chulin. You can't make it in dinei kodesh. For you to have to be noig with it like kodesh, because if it's so close to kodesh, then you have to deal with it like dinei kodesh. But for it to be chal in the chefta that it itself is kodesh, that's the question by us. And according to many tanoim, it's chul nashenatz al tayres hakodesh or lavke kodesh damu. That's why the Rambam paskins that is lavke kodesh damu. That's very, very clear in the chiluk of these two things. Being that that's the case, we could go back to the original question that we asked on Rashi. We asked on Rashi that ain't shame kodesh nitfas bohem, but haray truma, you could be noyik truma al tairus hakodesh, and it's chal in a dinei kodesh. We brought from the mission, the second paragraph of Tyrus. So, according to what we explained, it's the chiluk is pashut. Here, the question is a question in the Chefza. Can it be chal a shame kodesh and chulin? Then Rashi explains that kodesh and chulin are so far apart. Chulin is unrelated to kodesh, and kodesh is the biggest kedusha. So the dini tum and tayra are so different, and chulin and kodesh are so far apart. So can it be chal on the Chefza shame kodesh? That's the nidin by us. Mashein kein truma, which its dinim are not so different than the dinim of kodesh, then it could be chal on the Chefza shame kodesh. That's not so far, they're not so far removed, and it could be chal on the Chefza. Another place where we see this difference between the dinim of the gavra and the dinim of the Chefza is in the contrast of our sugya to the sugya in the beginning of the Masechta. And that Beis and Beis, opinion of Rabbi Bar Ula, who explains the whole Mishnah, is that chulin atayrus hakodesh or kekodesh damu. Then the Gemara later on says in Avgimel and Beis, it goes to explain why the Amoraim argue with each other, and it says that kulu kirava barulu layamri, they hold that chulin shenas atayrus hakodesh lav kekodesh damu. Machlokes Amoraim, if chulin atayrus hakodesh kekodesh damu or lav kekodesh damu. That's the sugya there. Now you come to our sugya, we have mefurish machlokes tanoim in this question. Chulin atayrus hakodesh kekodesh or lav kekodesh. None of the Amoraim there brought Tanayim that hold like them or hold against them. So Numachlekes Amoraim, no mention that that in previous Deiris in the Tanayim they already argued about this question of Chulin Atarus HaKadosh, HaKadosh, or Lav HaKadosh. Elamai, it's Pashut. That the Sugya there is in and talking about Dinim in the Gavra. The problem of Shech, Atame Shechting is that he might be Mitami the Basar. So it's a Dinim in the Gavra that we tell him not to Shecht because we're worried that you will be Mitami the Basar. That's how the person has to act in relating to the food. And that there's a machlekes amarayim, if by chulin, where they don't have any intrinsic connection to kodesh. Not like menachos before kodesh kli, or ma'aramayim lepesach. They themselves have no intrinsic relationship to kodesh. But you say that you want to be noig with them, dinei kodesh, is that chal or not? Do you now have to be noig with them like dinei kodesh? That's the shail over there. The question by us is an entirely different sugya. Sugya by us dealing with is it chal in mechavta shem kodesh, and you can be mechalik lekan ulekan. Could be that it's chal in mechavta of dinei kodesh and they're nitma be dinei kodesh, but that doesn't reflect the person. You don't have to treat them like kodesh. Kodesh have a certain din that you're not allowed to be mitami it. Chulin al tayrus hakodesh has no such din, so you can do whatever you want. You don't have to take any precautions not to be mitami it. Even the Chefza will become Tamei. That's one way to say. And you can also say the other way. And even though the Chefza might be Tar, it's not Nitfas, the Shem, Kodesh, and Chulin. The Chefza will be Tar. But you were mekabel upon yourself to act with Dinei Kodesh. So we no longer look what's going to happen, what's not going to happen. All of that is irrelevant, whether it will be Chal Tumah or not. You have to act, you have to treat it like Kodesh, just like you cannot even Tamei Kodesh. You also cannot be in the Tami, it is Chulin al Tairus HaKodesh. That's the Machlekes over there. And the Dinim of the Gavra are unrelated to the Dinim of the Chefza. Really also in the previous point that we said this was Mukhach, I just forgot to speak it out. That all the rayas that we brought, that Ma'aramayim al Pesach has to be al Tairus HaKodesh, even though it might be that it won't be Chal Dinei Kodesh on it. Like Rabbi Shua holds by us, that Chulin al Tairus HaKodesh are Lavke Kodesh. It won't be Chal on a Dinei Tuma of Kodesh. But the person has to treat it like Kodesh. Because you're dealing with Kodesh, things are related to Kodesh, so you have to act with it like Kodesh. But the Bichal and the Chefza is a different Nisei. That was a Gabidat. And who are then in the steer of the two Gemaras? Gemara Bayos and the Gemara in the main of the Masechta. There are two entirely unrelated topics in Chulin al-Tairus HaKodesh. One is your Kabbalah mechayev you to act al-Tairus HaKodesh? That's a Machlekes in the main of the Masechta, Machlekes Amorayim. There are certain places where even without a Kabbalah, you must act with it in Dinei Kodesh because it's related to topics of Kodesh. It's going to become Kodesh. Therefore, you must relate to it like Dinei Kodesh. And then you have the unique sugi by us. We Whenever the chulin was al taris hakodesh, either because you decided to accept it upon yourself, or because the environment is an environment of kodesh, and therefore you must treat it like kodesh. So any case when chulin is being treated al taris hakodesh, we have a machlekes by us: is it chal on the chulin dinei kodesh? And when it's something is nitman, the oifen that only kodesh would be nitman to these chulin become a chulin tmeim, and the one that eats them is tamei. That's very clear, and these are two topics that a lot of times you'll see many places in Shas and Rishayim, Chul and Taras HaKodesh. To keep these two different points in mind, are we dealing with the din in the Gavra, or are we dealing with the din in the Chefza? One last point about Chul and Taras HaKodesh is the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam paskins, Perek Yud Aleph Ashara of Satum HaLochates, that Chul and Taras HaKodesh are Lav Kekodesh Damo. They don't become Tommy. Bidine Kodesh. However, the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Matanei Mishkav U'Moishav Halachates says that Ksomim by Nida, that is Sumas Ksomim, and may Eis Le'Eis Shebe Nida, and Nida, that's the mission of the beginning of Nida, that Nida's Matanei, may Eis Le'Eis from the time that she sees, she's Matanei 24 hours before. If they touch those which are Chumers that are said like Avi Kodesh, that Ksomim are Matanei, they're not Matanei Chulin, they're only Matanei Kodesh. And the Eisleis Shabenida, we're in the meaning of Nida, that's a din, it's a din d'rabbanon, and therefore, it's only Metami Kodesh and not Chulin. Rambam says that these two things which are Metami only Kodesh and not Chulin, they're also Metami Chulin Shenasu Altairas HaKodesh. That's the Rambam paskens. Ask the Aruch Laner, in Nida Daf Yud Aleph, that how does that stem with the Shita of the Rambam? And the Rambam holds that Chulin Altairas HaKodesh are Lafke Kodesh Damun. And here the Rambam holds that they're metame chulin ataras hakodesh. So the answer of the Rambam, we could say that there's a difference between two types of altaras hakodesh. Really two types of tumas kodesh. What we're talking about by us, the sugya of chulin ataras hakodesh, is you have these chulin ataras hakodesh, and then a shlishi l'tuma touches them. So if this thing would be kodesh, it would be tame. But in chulin, it's not tame. And here we hold the Ram Paskins that know that Shlishi is only Metami Kodesh Mamish, and it's not Metami Chulin Ataras HaKodesh. Mashen Kein Ksomim and Me'es Le'es Shebenida is something entirely different. There the thing has a Chshash of Tuma. A Chshash of Tuma Mamish. Dam Nida is Metami Mida Raisa, and it's an Ava Tuma. And Nida is Metami also Mida Raisa. The thing has a Chshash of Tuma. Just Mida Raisa, we're not Chshish for this. Because called me Dareza called Noshim Dayan Shaitan, we're not Cheshish that the Nida was Tamil Mafreya. And only from the Kanu Lahaba we take on that she's Tamil. Midrabbanan we were Machmir by Kodesh to be Cheshish. But there's a Chash of Tumah. Shlishi, something that's a Shlishi is not Metami Chulin Bichlal. It has no Shaykhus Bichlal to the Tumah of Chulin. Mashain Kain and Nida Me'es Le'es. She could be Metami Chulin. If really she would be Metami 24 hours ago, she'd be Metami Chulin also. Just we don't know. And by Chulin, we're Maimir Rapichetz Kasa, and she's Tor. Like Abi Kodesh, we were Machmer for the last 24 hours. But the Chshash of Tumah exists. So therefore, the Rambam holds that Chulin Al Tairas HaKodesh, they could have Dine Kodesh. When we're Machmer by Kodesh is because of a Chshash of a real Tumah, so you could be knowing that by Chulin Ataras HaKodesh also. There, there's no problem of Batla Daitoy. You want to say that by Chulin, it's Chal and Tumas Ravi, there's Batla Daitoy. Chulin has no Shaykhs to being Ravi. Chulin only becomes a Sheni. But that Chulin is coming from a Nida, Avanda, Chulin is coming from a Nida. Just, by Chulin Mamish, we don't have to be Choshish. We can say that she wasn't a Nida. By Kodesh, I have to be Choshish that she was a Nida. So to say that by Chulin Ataras HaKodesh, I'm Choshish that already yesterday she was a Nida, there's no Batla Daitoy. I'm Choshish that she was a Nida, and then Mamela that's Tame. There's no problem, Be'etzem, to be Choshish for these things that are Tame. To make Chulin into a Ravi is a Batla Daitoy. It's impossible. But to say that we're going to be Choshish that she was a Nida for the last 24 hours, and Mamela, she's Metame this, so that I could do even by Chulin Al Taras HaKodesh. Now the Chor seems to be the Shita of the Rambam. Another point in the Gemara brings the reasons of Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yoshua. Blazer explained himself what was his makar. He had arrived from Niblas Oiftar. And Niblas Oiftar, when it's bachutz, it's not metami begadim. And yet, when you eat it, you're metami begadim. So we see that the person that eats the food is more chomer than the food. So at least in our case, he shouldn't be any worse than the food. That's your Blazer Seichacha. Bishu says there it's a chiddush, so we came out of a chiddush. Well, so this Gemara is a right to a machlokes the Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish. Reb Chaim in Hilchos Shara Vesatuma has a hakira, but what the gather of Niblat Saif Tar that it's metame. Says Reb Chaim is the pshat that it's the achila is metame. The ma'isa achila of eating the Niblat Saif Tar is metame. Is that the pshat or no? That the Niblas of Tar, it's a Tumas Mokim. And when the Nevela is in the Beis Ablia, at that time it's Metami the person. Some people say over this Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim means it's a Tumas Maga. Even though normally Maga Beis Astarm is not Metame, and Kolshkein over here where it's in the Beis Ablia, which is like a Tuma Blua, normally this type of Maga is not Metame. But here the Torah is Mechadish, that Maga could be Metame. When you eat a Nevela, it could be Metame. The words of Reb Chaim did it doesn't say that. The words of Reb Chaim in the second tzad are to tumas mokim, when it's the nevela is found in a certain place, when it's in the Beis Abliya, then it has the ability to be metame a person. So Reb Chaim brings a raya to his chakir from a teres koyanim. Teres koyanim has a havamina that if a person eats a nivla seiftar, and then while it's still intact in his stomach, he spits it up, he throws up. And the nevela comes out. It's still in a case when it's roi la'achila. The nevela goes out of his esophagus and comes out. Teres Koyanim is a pasuk to say that that case is not metami. Says Reb Chaim, if a tumah is a tumas achila, what's the tzad that it's metami when it's coming out? You're not eating, you're throwing up. Why should it be metami? Elamai says Reb Chaim, it's muchach, the tumah of nevela sevtar, is a tumas mokim. When the nevela passes through the Beis Ablia, when it's in the Beis Ablia of a person, so it's metame the person. So the pasuk is talking about when it goes in. I would think also on the way out, that as the nevela is leaving the person, but it's passing through the Beis Ablia, it could also be metame you. Kamash Malan, the pasuk that it's not metame you. So there it's a kosov, only on the way down and not on the way up. But still, Reb Chaim is maichiach, that the aside of the tumah is a tumas mokim and not a tumas achila. Arkan and Tiberi Reb Chaim. Chazon Ish says that in the Chanami, before the pasuk Reb Chaim is 100% right, the tumah is a tumah of mokim. And therefore we think that also on the way up, it's also metamayu because it's passing through the mokim of the Beis Ablia. This is all what you would have thought. But comes the pasuk and says that it's not metame on the way up. What's the gedder of the pasuk? Reb Chaim said it's a gzeris hakosuf, only on the way down and not on the way up. Chazon Ish said, no. The gedur of the pasuk is that it's dafka bi'achila that it's metame. That the maisa achila is what's metame. The tumah is not idea just that it's being in the mokim of the Beis Ablion. Tumah is dafka idea eating. The maisa achila is metame you. So maybe dafka on the way up and on the way in, when a person is eating and not on the way out. That's the Chazon Ish. The machlokes is Reb Chaim and Chazon Ish. What to learn both in the Chadish and the Din, that it's only bi'achila and not bi'hakah. Not when you throw up. Chaim said it's a gzeris hakosov, and the Chazon Ish says that it's mechadish tosa the geder is a geder of achila and not a geder of tumas mokim. Now let's come to our sugya. Okay, our sugya is dealing with the din of oichal rishon, that eating oichal tameim is metame a person. As we quoted from the Gemara in Shabbos, the reason is because we're worried that when you're eating oichal tameim, you're going to drink mashkin of truma. So it's posher the sugya by us is dealing with tumas achila. The achila is metameim. That's a sugi b'yasa. There's no tzad that a person throws up oichel and tmein, that they're going to be a tameim. Chazal or goyzer that eating oichel and tmein is metameim. That dvarim shutin. And so says Rebbe Elazar has a raya that the person that eats is at least as chomer as the food. As you said earlier from the Teres Chaim, that you are what you eat. That's the sheet of Rebbe Elazar. What's his raya? Then you eat the nivla saif tar, so the person that eats it becomes more tamei than the nevela itself. So right, that the eater is at least as tamei as the food. That's the word of Rebbe Elazar. Hare lefir Reb Chaim that the tum of nivla saif tar is a tum of tumas mokim, and be it so it should apply also when you're throwing up. There's a cost that it does not apply. but it's the existence of the tumah in the Beis HaBliya, that's what's metame. If that's the case, there's no comparison at all to our sugya. Our sugya, Rabbi Elazar was talking about when you're nitma, are they eating? So the one who eats is like the thing that you eat. But there is not a tumah are they eating. It happens to be only on the way in and not on the way out. But it's not the achilas metameyim. It's being in the mokum is metameyim. Here's Pasha, the Maisa Achil is Matame. So no Shaykh is Bechlau. Our Sikh is definitely being Makar to the Chazanish, that also to the Tum of Niblas Aiftar is also Midin, the Maisa Achil at Matame. So therefore, Rabbi Lezer compares it to the din of eating Eichel and Tmei. And like before in the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue be a side. Rabbi Shimon just says that it's a Chiddush. But everyone agrees that it's the Maisa Achil which is Matame. I don't have a Yeshiva on Reb Chaim from our Sugya. To be Makar to the Chazanish. Another point, the Mara and the Mamish at the end of the Daf, Naflam and Dalam and Beis, the Mara asks by the Mishnah Nazir Adema that Yamir Nitzel Gufay Milechol Betruma, Safin Le Midi Deposale Le Gufay. That how can we let him eat this Nazir Adema? He's going to passel himself. And there's a problem with the passel himself. What is exactly the problem with passeling himself? Is we'll talk about it tomorrow's Daf. Rashi talks about his and the flamed hate. Some people did not yet see that. But I want to talk about another point here right now on this question of the Gemara. The Gemara is a mavur that the only problem that exists about eating chulin al tarisa truma shenitmu is because you pasul your guf. That's the problem. And it's a problem of pasuling your guf. But without that, it would be okay. So Mikdash David has a big question on this. Mikdash David in Simin Mem. He's like a very big chiddush from Divya Rambam. Rambam in the end of Paragimel of Atami Mishkov and Moishav says Rambam that the tumas that are misafik, like ksamim, that we're metame them, so it's only mishum safik, and therefore it's a chulin al taras hakodesh that was nitma in these tumas, so toilin lo eichlin v'lo yisarfin. So that can be mixed with shafid. If it would be vaday tuma, even though the whole tumas is only al taras hakodesh, it's not tumah for the thing itself. It's adinei chulin. It's not tumah, only because you're noeg al taras hakodesh is a tameh. Still, then it would be sarfin. Says the mikdash shalom. Why do you have to burn it? So don't eat it. Why do you have to burn it? It's oichel tameyin. When you're tameh, you can eat it. Why can't you eat it? Maybe when a person is tar, he's not allowed to eat oichel tameyin. As we'll see in tomorrow's shir. But definitely a person who's tameh is allowed to eat oichel tameyin. So what's in need to burn it? Says the mikdash David, and it's mavur mizeh. That chulin al taras hakodesh have the din of kodesh. Not only that they're tamei in the same din that kodesh is metamei, but they're like kodesh mamish. And therefore, when they become tamei, just like kodesh, you have to burn and you can't eat it. Also, chulin al taras hakodesh also you have to burn and you can't eat it. That's the part of the Mikdash David that is medayik in the Ramb. The name of the Mikdash David has shrev from our sugya. Our sugya is before the whole problem of eating chulin al taras truma is because you're pasul your guf from eating truma. But there's no problem in the etzem that you're being over any tzurim in the achilah mitzanatzmai. Question is, why not? Lefi the Rambam, this takes on the din of truma. Once it takes on the din of truma, so meila, once it's nitma, you're not allowed to eat it, just like you're not allowed to eat truma that became tummy. Interesting mikdash David. The Rambam learned there's a difference between altairas hakodesh and altairas truma. Here we're talking about altairas truma. There, lo matzino, that it becomes like the chavsa itself. That has an isser. Mashing in the Rambam is talking about Taras HaKodesh. Taras HaKodesh is like Kodesh Mamish, and you have to get rid of it, also you have to get rid of Kodesh. That's the part of the Mikdash David. The Chilik Vada needs Hezbollah. Why should it be different? Truma that's Tomei, also you have to throw out. You can't use it. Why should there be a difference between Truma and Kodesh? It's Torah Bir. But after to say maybe another Taras to this question of the Mikdash David. We mentioned earlier that the sheet of the Rambam is that the only time the Rambam holds that chulin al taras hakodesh arki kodesh is when there's a chash of tuma, like there by ksamim and vestos that were machmir al chulin al taras hakodesh have the same dinim as kodesh to be more machmir, and when they're makabel tuma, that's the opinion of the Rambam. But stamakach, a person that's makabel al taras hakodesh or al taras truma according to the Rambam halacha is not meaningful, it's not relevant. So in Cain. That doesn't make the Shabbat is redacted from the Rambam, that when it's chulin al taras hakodesh, that's tamei, you have to get rid of it. You can't use it. We only find the Rambam saying this by the case of Ksamim, where it's a Safik Tumah. In the case of a Safik Tumah, then you have to be Machmir, and you have to be Choshish for the Tumah. So if the Choshish, there's a real Tumah over here. So once your Choshish is a real Tumah, then you have to get rid of it. Hashem came, in the case by us, when it's not means that a Shash of a real Tumah. It's because there's Truma Me'urav by you. So therefore, you have to treat it al Tairis at Truma. But there's no Shash of the actual Tumah. Mainly here there's no problem of eating it. You don't have to really be worried that it became Tameh. If your Anhaga is that Chulin Ataris Truma is Kitruma, so therefore it takes on the Dine Tumah. But Lamaitza, it's not Tameh. There's no time that it's actually Tameh Mekir Adin. So there's no din to get rid of it. The only time that we have there's a din to burn the Chulin Ataris HaKodesh is when the Chumrah is based on the fact that there's a Chashash of real Tumah De'Oraisa over here. So Mela, a comment that you took on to be Choshish and to act that way, so you have to be Choshish real Tumah, so maybe you have to burn. But in the case by us, where it's only Mitzad Yiran Haga, but not Mitzad the Chashash of Tumah, so here, there's no din to burn it. The only problem is because you're passing yourself from eating Tumah. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClain on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.